Welcome to Mortgage Insights, bringing you the latest updates on all the property and finance hot topics. Here's your host, Andrew Myrams.
I thought I'd take the time to just explain some product. And what I mean by that is I want to talk to you about offset accounts. I want to talk to you about redraw. And I want to talk to you about a line of credit. And what's the difference in all those products? Aren't they the same? These are regular questions we get asked here all the time in Intuitive Finance. Isn't redraw and offset the same? A line of credit, I'll just pay it off and I'll draw it back. You can do that, of course, but everything that we do with these products has an outcome or a ramification. So let me quickly explain to you what each one is. The first is redraw. Redraw is where you have access to the capital that you've actually repaid in advance on your loan. So if your home loan is $300,000 and your normal repayments would just be amortizing it over a 30-year loan term, but you make every 6 months you get a bonus and you put $10,000 in it. So at the end of year one, you've actually got an extra $20,000 repaid off your loan. That's fantastic. Great outcome. But then you want to go on a holiday or buy that new car. You can redraw that. Now with most or almost all the lenders, you can redraw that for nothing. It's your money that you're just taking back. Now, in a home loan sense, that has no ramifications. You can do that. It's personal money. It's personal needs. But please don't take that money back for investment purposes because you're starting to mix the uses. Redraw is really good for a basic loan, for young clients with just a single property that they're trying to repay down as quick as they can. Maybe an easier loan just to get into. The redraws there is important as your backup, as your safety plan, as your buffer. Now, what we don't do is we don't ever try and have redraw attached, or there might be attached, but we don't want to activate on an investment loan. Because if that same example, you pay money, those $10,000 bonuses go off an investment loan, and then you take the money back out, and you go and use it for a holiday or a car, you've now blended your debt. And what I mean by that is you've got $280,000 of your $300,000 as investment and $20,000 that's personal use. And the tax office looks at what you use the funds for. So you can't now claim a deduction on that $20,000 that you've just taken back out for personal use, for your personal car, for a holiday. And that's why we don't like redraw on our investment loans. Now, if we take that same example and we have an offset account, and the good thing about an offset account is a separate transaction account. And what it does is it offsets against your loan balance. So in the exact same example that I used, your loan's $300,000, but you've got $20,000 you've saved up in cash in your offset, in your separate transaction account over here. That's your cash. You can use that for whatever you want. But whilst it is sitting there, it's 100% offsetting against your loan. Therefore, still meaning your net loan is $280,000. Now, this is a great tool to have for homes, to have all your income going in and helping you reduce your home loan. It's also a valuable tool to have on your investment loans that you might be planning to save for something and you're happy to reduce your interest slightly while you're building up your buffer or you're building up your deposit for your next investment property. Put it in there. It'll help you save money. But the really good thing is by putting it in there, what you've done is you haven't blended your debt. It's your cash money still. Okay? I hope everyone understands the difference. It's your cash in that separate account. You can take that out and use it for whatever you want. By paying it off your loan and then redrawing it, you can't use it. It has to be used for investment only. So that's the real key difference with offset accounts and with redraw, and how they can muddy the water. Now, everything that we do is all about, obviously, keeping our investment debts quite separate and keeping our home debts or our personal debts quite separate. We want to pay off that personal debt. I've spoken before about necessary debt or bad debt, and that is your personal loans, your credit cards, your home loan is a necessary debt. We want to repay that as soon as we can. We don't get any tax deduction or any benefit for having that. We might need it because we need it all to live in a home, but we don't get a benefit. Whereas in your investment loan, we still have negative gearing allowances. And that's a fantastic opportunity that the government gives us to invest into property, to help provide housing for the future for those who can't afford or want to be transient and things like that. They're still giving us a, a wonderful negative gearing benefit where we can write off all our costs towards that property. So having that there, that's a great outcome. So we want to make sure we're repaying the bad debt and keeping as much as our investment or our good debt there. So the other product that I wanted to talk to you about is a line of credit. Now, a line of credit works, for those that don't know, and I'm sure all the girls will know, but it works like a big credit card. It's exactly what it says. It's a credit line. It's an access to draw funds up to a certain limit. It's established with the bank, either with what you want to achieve with your investing or with your personal use. It's established so you've got a financial buffer. It's established so you might be buying some shares. It might be your contribution towards buying a property. But again, we can't take a line of credit, and we can't take it and use it for all things. It should be set up for a set purpose. If you have a need for a personal line of credit and an investment line of credit, please talk to us about that. Set up two. Have one for your personal backup. Have one for your investment backup plan. You can't blend the two. That's where it gets really awkward. It becomes uncomfortable. The tax office, if they do choose to audit you, they will claim that, you know, any repayments of it will off you. Never off your personal deduction. It will be off your business deduction. They'll try and always reduce your tax deductibility. By keeping it separate, by keeping it available, means that you haven't blended your debt. You don't have any issues in terms of being able to prove, and the onus of proof is on you, of being able to prove that in the future. So why do we like lines of credit? I don't like them personally for homes, for home buying. And there was plenty of speculation in the 80s and even in the early 90s. And just have a line of credit, all your pay goes in there, your expenses come out, and it just goes down. It dramatically reduces all the time. I never really believed that. You have to be a really good budgeter. You have to be able to look after your day-to-day spending really well, and you have to be able to monitor that. I've got more than enough evidence of clients who just can't manage their own personal day-to-day budget, and therefore they end up in 5, 7, 10 years' time with the debt being exactly the same. It basically becomes an interest-only loan. We like, where we can, to set up a loan with a set repayment and then have your offset account. It works much the same. But a line of credit is fantastic when we start talking about opportunities to invest. A line of credit is there. It's flexible. It has a limit. We've been approved for it. We can draw money out of it. We can use it for a deposit towards that investment property. We can use it as to buy shares. You can use it for any investment source. And I think that's a great product for that if used correctly. So I hope that helps. I hope that's given you an explanation around the three products. We get asked about them all the time. If it's not clear or you want more information, of course, please contact us here at Intuitive Finance. You can get us on the web at intuitivefinance.com.au, or of course, you can call us on 03-9598-8544. Thanks for listening. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Are you into Twitter? Look us up and give us a follow. We scour the country for the best online property market and finance resources and share them on our feed. It's a fantastic way to keep on top of things.
The financial industry is a dynamic industry, continually evolving and changing. Whilst every effort has been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this podcast, no guarantee is given that the information contained herein is currently correct. To the extent permitted by law, Intuitive Finance accepts no responsibility or liability for any loss or damage whatsoever, including direct and indirect, to any person arising from the use or reliance on the information contained in this podcast.